Hey you guys, welcome back. This is your host Cherry Cakes, and today we're going to be talking about adult and sex, and we have a guest co-anchor. His name is Diamante. He'll be joining us later on at the beginning of the show, and I will be looking forward to your views and opinions, and we'll be back after these couple of songs. Hey, what's up? This is Cherry Cakes, your co-anchor podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about adult and sex, and I have a co-anchor, so I want you to welcome him, you guys. His name is Diamante. Say what's up.
What's popping? What it do? How y'all doing out there? Diamante Major.
Thank you for joining us today, Diamante.
Oh, shit. You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. You know, it's a pleasure.
As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about sex in adults or adults in sex.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a deep discussion. It may and it may not be, but
yeah, it could be a very deep discussion.
And I want to start our topic by saying I don't know what possibly could else there be. I think sex is overrated.
Overrated?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think that's basically overrated about it? I mean, what are the parts that you think less about?
Because some people overindulge in certain things and don't. It's like keeping stuff at a moderation.
Okay, so what's your perfect idea of a good night of having sex? in your book, what? How would you write that? You know what I'm saying? What would be your perfect way? What are you searching for? What desires or pleasures are you seeking? You know what I'm saying? Or is it just...
Well, it's not about me. I mean, because my preference isn't everybody else's preference. Everybody got a lot of different things they like. Some probably like petals on the floor. Some probably like a candlelight dinner when they come home.
Yeah.
Me, I'm old-fashioned. I can go for some fish and a movie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds nice. Fish and a movie? Yeah, it's real nice. Me? On the other hand, you know what I'm saying? See, it depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm in a tight mood to where basically I just want to, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, show the other significant person that I do care for them, then, you know what I'm saying, of course, then I do something special. You know what I'm saying? Candlelight. I cook dinner myself, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, have her for dessert type stuff. Then on the other hand,
just a romantic.
Oh, I mean, I can get to be like that, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely takes, you know what I'm saying, the other half to show me first that, you know what I'm saying, she also can put forth an effort, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yeah, really?
Really? Oh. Really? Yes, really. So, you know what I'm saying? Some of the things in sex, I mean, what do you look for? What do you look for exactly? Like, are you looking for, just playing, I just want a big dick.
Do you look for
certain characteristics of a person, qualities, you know what I'm saying? Or do you just, like I said,
so blunt, but I've never really thought about it like that, you know? So, I mean, I'm open-minded to a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
what things pleasures you?
See, we're not supposed
to... We're not supposed to what?
We're not supposed to be talking about me.
I'm asking you a question.
A question?
I mean, the world wants to know.
The world.
The world wants to know.
Well, world, I like movies. Yeah. Sorry about that, but yeah, a lot of people like a lot of different things. Me, I can go for, like I said, some fish and a movie, or just, I like bargain shopping. I'm weird, yeah.
Get you a bunch of snacks from the 99 cent store.
Yeah.
Bonbon and chips.
Bonbon.
Ice cream and all that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, I like that too, though.
But, okay. Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, since is we've had the discussion, and I'm like, it's like, what? When should a person put more effort into, like, say, for instance, lingerie and shit like that? I don't do shit like that, but I mean, you know, it's good for everybody else to know. I mean, you know, and sexual. What it's like, everybody's going overrated with the sexual shit. I mean, it's like ridiculous. I don't know. I just think it's just, it plays too much of a big part.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some people may think it's overrated, but I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's a great feeling when you have two important people that's important to each other, you know what I'm saying, get together and basically have that real passion for love, loving each other, and then actually trying to satisfy each desire inside, you know what I'm saying, trying to capture each sense, you know, that we have, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, you know.
Okay,
you know,
but when it's too,
and then it'd be powerful then.
When it's too much, then that's what I want to know.
On point, it's a powerful thing, you know what I'm saying? Just very strong bond between two people that you're making, you know what I'm saying? Because actually, you know what I'm saying, you're combining as one, you know what I'm saying? Because you're mixing bodily fluids, you know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. It's like, actually, you know what I'm saying, like, you're combining into one.
Yeah, you know, but what's up with all the porn and stuff? It's like, it's, you know, like,
well, I mean, for me, when I watch porn is just like, you know, setting the mood. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like setting the mood and making it all right. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
That shit gets redundant sometimes.
In the environment, it's some just like a tool to use shit. Just to, you know what I'm
a
saying?
A tool to use.
It's a tool to use on the side just to make sure that
the person you wish should do all that, right? Should be that main point and focus. Why sit there and have it? I don't get that either. If that's the case, the girl in the video will be there, right?
I mean, it's basically just, you gotta understand. If you've been with a person for a long time, No, it's not getting tired of a person. It's just like basically added, just keeping that added spark to the relationship. Because I mean, if you're just fantasizing, like, okay, that my girl is Beyonce or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Then that means you really want, like, Beyonce, not your girl. That's what that means.
Well, see, the whole point is to make sure that my girl is satisfied.
Yeah, but by thinking of someone else.
I mean, it's just like,
do you hear this?
You fantasize in some situations.
Really?
Yeah, you fantasize in some certain situations.
I understand that, but I mean, like,
just to add an extra effect.
That's ridiculous sometimes.
To the experience. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a discussion on sex and adults and sex, put it either way. And with, like I said before, my co-anchor, Diamante, thank you for joining us. And you see the different views and stuff. I don't, you know, me, like I said, I think it's overrated, but it is what it is. Everyone has their opinions, and I want to hear yours. And you can send in your questions or your opinions, and I'll read them out, and I'll respond to them. Even in your opinion, I'll read it and respond it out. But like I said, it's your co-anchor, Cherry Cakes, and thank you for joining us. And once again, my co-anchor, Diamante.
Thank y'all. I had a good time tonight, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, we'll have a better time next time. You know, you come to my studio, my show. You feel me?
Oh my God!
I'll show you what time it is. Whatever. You feel me?
Thank you, Cherry King Sound. Yeah. Enjoy this song.